Close your eyes and make yourself comfortable. And snuggle down deep under the covers of your lovely, soft bed. Take a deep breath in through your nose and gently breathe out through your mouth. With each breath you take, you feel calmer and more peaceful. So take another deep breath in and gently breathe out. And you are breathing in pure peacefulness. And you are breathing out all of the negative thoughts you've been carrying around. So take another deep breath in and gently breathe out. One last time. Deep breath in, breathing in pure peacefulness. And slowly and gently breathe out, breathing out all of the negative thoughts. And you are feeling very calm, very peaceful, and very, very relaxed. Now imagine yourself surrounded by a beautiful white light. A light so bright, and this light is protecting you. Breathe in this white light and feel it as it enters your body completely, making you feel all warm and safe. Imagine that you are in a beautiful, lush green rainforest. And this forest has the most amazing trees. And some of them are very tall indeed. So tall, in fact, that they look as if they are touching the sky. There are many, many luscious green trees here. And you can hear all kinds of sounds coming from the forest. You can hear lots of different birds. You can hear the sounds of the animals moving around in the undergrowth. You can even hear the sound of water running over rocks. You can't see it, but you can hear it. It really is very relaxing. You find yourself walking along a path that winds in and out of the forest floor. And you are just chilling in this beautiful rainforest, minding your own business. When suddenly you hear the sounds of snoring, loud, thunderous snoring. My goodness me. You follow the sound until it leads you to a tree that looks very interesting. You stop in front of it and take a good look. The sound of the snoring is so loud now that you cover your ears, wondering who on earth is making that sound. They must be very deeply asleep. You see that this particular tree looks kind of like the secret treehouse. But it isn't the secret treehouse. Carved into the tree is a sign. And this sign is saying, Barry and Norma's residence. And you wonder, who on earth are Barry and Norma? The snoring suddenly stops. And you hear movement coming from above you. So you peer upwards, trying to see what is moving around up there. You let your eyes adjust. And then to your surprise, you see a sloth. Yep, that's right. A sloth. Its tail is wound around the branches and it's hanging upside down, looking at you with very big, sleepy eyes. Sloths move extremely slowly and they love being high up in the treetops. To your surprise, the sloth speaks to you and says,
Hello.
It's a girl sloth. And she tells you her name is Maisie. And Maisie has on a bright yellow hat with a big green feather in it. And it makes her look as if sunshine is coming out from the top of her head. You say hello back to Maisie and you tell her your name. She asks you if you would like to come up and meet her family and see where she lives. Well, of course you do. Maisie drops down a rope ladder for you and you climb up. You would love to live high up in the treetops. When you reach the first level, there is a spiral staircase and it's wrapped around the whole tree, so you can walk on that now. When you get to the top of the staircase, you stand next to Maisie. She is the right way up now. She adjusts her big yellow hat and says,
Follow me.
Maisie takes you to her front door and you see that her house is a wooden circular lodge and it's very smart. Very high tech with all of the mod cons that you would like in your house. You go inside and you see that her home is kitted out purely for snooze and relaxation. There are big, soft, fluffy cushions everywhere. They even have a high-tech speaker system blasting out sweet, relaxing music. You really do like Maisie's home. Maisie introduces you to her family. There is her dad, Barry, and you notice that he has an earring in his left ear and a baseball cap on back to front. You find this very funny, but you don't say anything as you wouldn't want to upset him. There is her mum called Norma. And her mum Norma only has on one slipper, because she doesn't know where she left the other one. There is Cyril, her brother, Maisie's older brother. And he is a rather grumpy teenager who just keeps picking his nose while he's on his iPad. Ew! He just grunts hello to you. Well, at least that's what you think, he said. And lastly, there is Baby Lightning, Maisie's little brother. and he is wearing a t-shirt with his lightning bolt stretched right across the front of it. But he keeps puking every 2 minutes. And you think it's because he's had too much chocolate. Maisie seems to be the only normal one in this rather colourful family. This family has all the best music, and they love playing it very loudly indeed. And one of the tracks on the CD keeps skipping, but it takes them so long to go over and fix it that it fixes itself. You walk over to the window and take a look outside. And you can see the beautiful panoramic views above the treetops. And you notice that this lovely slow family of sloths have a speaker system scattered all around the forest, much to the annoyance of all the other creatures who share this wonderful rainforest with them. You turn back and look around the room, and it's like everything is in slow motion. They even speak in slow motion too. Phew. Norma, Maisie's mum, gives you a nice cup of tea. And you all sit down and have a little chat. You tell them all about your family and where you live. You tell them what your favourite things are and who your best friend is. So for a few moments, sit and chat with this amazing family of sloths and find out about them too. Oh, and don't forget to drink your cup of tea. When you have finished your chat, Barry, Maisie's dad, says,
"Okay, now it's time for bed."
He asks you if you would like to stay and have a little nap too. And of course, you say yes. Barry, Maisie's dad, says they've been up 2 hours already. 2 hours! And they are exhausted now. It's nice to chat with new friends, but sloths like to get at least 18 hours of sleep because their whole world is so very slow. You realize that outside of this amazing home, there is light rain falling, and it's making you feel very sleepy listening to it. So you go outside and you choose a very comfy chair on the wraparound veranda. It's a deck chair and it's very comfy indeed. And it has a big soft pillow for your head. You take a seat and you can hear the soft and gentle music playing through this amazing speaker system. And it's making you feel very drowsy. It makes you feel so sleepy. So sleepy that you're finding it hard to open your eyes. But that's okay, because you don't have to open your eyes if you don't want to. You don't need to. Just sit there in that chair with a big soft pillow, listening to the rain as it helps you to fall gently to sleep. You can still hear the soft and wonderful sounds of the beautiful music. And you are drifting deeper and deeper into the most wonderful night's sleep ever. So snuggle down, and you feel so safe, so protected, so very loved. And when you wake up in the morning, you will feel completely refreshed, bright and alert, and ready to begin the amazing new day ahead. And each night from now on, you will sleep better and better, deeper and deeper. Night, night.